In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Please be seated. Well, the theme for today, the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, is none other than the virtue of humility. The devil will stop at nothing to derail the efforts of the humbled heart. And for this, we have the most blessed example of Job. As Satan replies to God in the first chapter of the book of Job, "Would Job worship you if he got nothing out of it? You have always protected him and his family and everything he owns. You bless everything he does. You have given him enough cattle to fill the whole country. But now suppose you take away everything he has. He will curse you to your face." "All right," the Lord said unto Satan, "everything he has is in your power, but you must not hurt Job himself." And so God allowed Satan to make Job the model of a soul who proclaims the sovereign dominion of God and who submits himself entirely to God's will. As a result, the devil heaps a series of calamities upon poor Job, whereby seemingly everything is taken from him, save his own life. But still Job refuses to curse God, but chooses to bless God with a humbled heart. Today's introit is a proper rendering of his prayer. "Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Bow down thine ear to me, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and am needy." The prayer of the poor man captures the essence of Job's words when he said, "The flesh being consumed, my bone hath cleaved to my skin, and nothing but lips are left about my mouth." But God exalts the humble. He sets the lowly on high and raises up the lost. He frustrates the counsels of the crafty, so their hands cannot carry out their plans. He catches the wise in their craftiness and subverts the counsel of the cunning. The triumph of the wicked is short-lived, and their joy is only for a moment. And as Job declares, God will rescue the poor man from his misery. He is exalted in his power. Who can dare say unto God, "Thou hast heaped injustice upon me. Thou hast dealt with me unfairly"? Such an audacious question puts oneself on level footing with God, does it not? As St. Gregory comments, "Whoever holds a discussion with the Almighty God is putting himself on an equality with the author of all good. He takes to himself the merit of whatever qualities he has received and makes war on God with his own gifts. So it is just that the proud will be humbled and the humbled exalted." And this morning's gospel continues in the same theme. As Jesus says, "Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." And for any of you who are familiar with the story of Job, know that God did indeed exalt him for his righteousness and humbleness of heart, bestowing upon him twice as much as he had had before. And in this way, Job prefigures all who live in Christ, who have humbled themselves before an oftentimes cruel and terrible world, who have a place reserved for them at the eternal wedding banquet. The Pharisees chose the best places, not just at the banquet table, much more than that. At everything they did, wearing the long and splendid vestments, parading through the streets in an effort to showcase their supposed piety. judging those who were beneath them, treating themselves as the chosen elect of God, when in fact, nothing could be further. In exalting themselves, they stepped into a life of error and illusion, while in reality, humility is founded upon truth. God's immutable, and yes, at times sobering truth, which comes from humility. Humility is the true reality. The humble soul accepts with complete submission whatever state befalls it, which is therefore assigned to it by God, who is the ultimate and infallible truth incarnate. Humility, therefore, manifests itself in thought, word, and deed. Humility is what blessed Job in the end. Humility is what empowered Christ to overcome the world on the cross. In the same vein, this morning's collect identifies our need to be clothed by God's grace with His blessed humility, that grace should always prevent and follow us and make us continually to be given to good works. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Ephesians, which we have heard this morning, explains that we have been chosen by God to remain in Christ, but that in order for God to dwell in our hearts, we, like Paul, must submit to God in all things, with a humbleness of heart, bowing the knee unto Him, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father Alexander Schmemann, of blessed memory, once said, "Spirituality consists in how you deal with what you've been dealt." You see, in this life, it's not so much the what, but it's the how that matters. Just like the life of Job, tragedy may befall us, and Lord knows with the rash of hurricanes and earthquakes and the like recently, many currently are enduring immense hardship and suffering, grief over losing loved ones in the storm, grief over losing their possessions, their houses, everything that they had. They seemingly have been stripped of all. And perhaps the day will too come when you, me, when we face terrible consequences and too suffer horrific loss. But the pathway to God remains the same, no matter the cost. It's not the what that happens, it's the how that matters. How we respond, with cursing or blessing. Will we lash out in our pride or pray with a lowliness of heart and bow the knee unto Christ Jesus, who holds all things in His grasp? Yes, who holds each and every one of our souls close to His heart. Let us therefore cast ourselves at His feet, that He may bless us, that we relinquish the control we thought we had over our lives and offer it unto the Author of life, for the victory He has given us over all things that befall us, and for the glory of the eternity that awaits us by way of the blessed virtue of humility. To Him be the glory now and forever. Amen.